Chapter 11. A Note in a Bottle. Many years pass, and the boys are now handsome young men. Their life is comfortable, and the island is paradise. Jack and Francis are good hunters. Ernest is an inventor. He makes new tools for his mother. Fritz is an expert sailor. He likes exploring the waters around the island. One day, Fritz is sailing near the island. Suddenly, he finds a note in a bottle. He reads the note and shows it to his father.
"Please help me. I am lost and alone on a small island. Emily."
"Fritz, this must be our secret,"
says Mr. Robinson.
"We don't want to excite your mother and brothers."
"You're right, Father, but tomorrow I'll try to find her. I'll take our boat. This girl, Emily, needs our help."
The next day, Fritz takes food and water.
"I'm going to explore the islands near here,"
says Fritz.
"I'll be away for many days. Don't worry. I'll be safe."
Fritz finds Emily on a small island. She's alone, and she's very happy to see him.
"I was on my way home to England,"
she says.
"Suddenly, there was a big storm and the ship sank. I was the only survivor. I want to return to my father. I'm sure he's very worried about me."
"Come and live with us. There's a lot of space on our island."
Back on the island, everybody is worried about Fritz. Then Jack looks through the telescope.
"I see Fritz's raft,"
he shouts.
"He's coming home."
Francis takes the telescope from Jack.
"I want to see,"
he shouts.
"Wow, Fritz isn't alone. Somebody is with him."
Everybody runs to the beach to see Fritz and the surprise visitor. It's an attractive young woman.
"This is Emily. She is going to live here with us."
"Come, dear," says Mrs. Robinson. "Are you hungry?"
Mrs. Robinson makes a big dinner for everybody, and Emily tells her story. Soon, Emily is a member of the family. Everybody likes her. It's fun to have a daughter and a sister. One day, the Robinsons are having breakfast. Suddenly, they hear a noise in the distance.
"What's that?"
asks Francis.
"Is it a storm?"
"Don't be stupid,"
says Fritz.
"There isn't a cloud in the sky. Get the telescope."